The Susan Show on 101.5 WPNQ.
I'm Susan Saunders, and I've got the pleasure of talking to Amy Fox, who's public relations officer for the city of Carbondale, where everybody is planning to converge on Monday for the solar eclipse. And I thought, hey, we better check in because it's not that far away from us. And we know the whole rest of the world has already decided they're going to Carbondale. So let's see what's going on. Welcome to WBNQ, Amy.
Thanks so much for having me.
I really appreciate it. I know you're quite busy. How long in advance do you think you've been working on this weekend's event and preparing for the solar eclipse on Monday, knowing that you're in the path of totality?
Well, I started with the city last September, so basically when I came on board, planning was already in full swing. I've talked to the police department, the city manager. Planning began a year and a half in advance.
And is it still becoming new to people? Are people just now catching on that Carbondale is where the big action is going to be? I'm afraid that people in central Illinois, where I'm calling from, are just now figuring this out.
Yes, I think there's a lot of communities across the country that are just now finding out how big this solar eclipse thing is. Because a couple of months ago, a year ago, you would have asked someone about a solar eclipse and they'd give you a blank stare. But now, every time you turn on the news, every time you go somewhere, whether you're in town or out of town, people are asking questions about eclipse glasses, and they're asking many of questions about the eclipse. So I think it's on people's radar, and we hope everyone is prepared.
Well, how many people are you expecting in Carbondale?
Well, like everyone, we've heard varying amounts, anywhere from 50,000 to 100,000 people, but we've really been planning for 50,000. Obviously, we have contingency plans in place if we do get more than that. But what we've been told by folks at NASA is people who are really into astronomy will book hotel reservations and accommodations in multiple places along the path of totality. And after, you know, a couple days out, then they'll decide actually where they're going to go. So Carbondale is one of the hot spots that a lot of people have been paying close attention to. But it really comes down to what the weather is going to look like on August 21st.
Our weather forecast says good. Does yours?
Yes, and I've really tried in the last couple of days not to pay very much attention because it was just stressing me out too much, and the weather fluctuates so much from day to day, hour by hour, so I just have been trying to keep my distance from the weather, but so far, the latest check, it looks really good.
Well, there's a 70-mile-wide path of totality that Carbondale just happens to be right in the center of, but when NASA chose your city to set up, things got a little bigger. So what is the biggest event that's happening this weekend or on Monday in Carbondale?
I would say having NASA at Southern Illinois University, they're doing a bunch of different things. They've been setting up for over a week now. And the big event is Saluki Day at the stadium, Eclipse Day at the stadium. And NASA will be filming live. There's also a live stream that people can access online. And they'll be showing you what it looks like from the sky. They'll also be doing different types of interviews with scientists, different experiments. So it's really all hands on deck at the university. In addition to having NASA there, they're also having lots of different activities. There's a carnival, live music, a Comic-Con. They're having a science expo. They're also having a craft fair as well. So there's tons of things to do on campus. And we just received word this week that the stadium has sold out for Monday, August 21st. So that's a really, really big accomplishment, I'd say.
Yeah, I we're at the home of ISU, so we certainly know what happens at SIU in the sports world very well. And mm-hmm. Yeah, selling out that stadium is a big deal. Very big deal.
Yes, it is.
Now, where are you going to be on Monday? You've been handling PR and working on details and answering everybody's questions nonstop. Where is Amy Fox of Carbondale, Illinois, going to be on Monday when the eclipse happens?
Well, I hope to be outside with my eclipse glasses watching this once-in-a-lifetime experience. But I will be floating around, taking pictures, mingling with people. Our number one goal is to make everyone feel welcomed, whether they've been to Carbondale 20 times or this is their first time in Illinois and Carbondale specifically. So we want really good customer service, not only from city staff and volunteers, but also area businesses and area residents. We know that this can be a very stressful time. We don't know exactly what to expect, but we hope all of our preparations and master plans really come into fruition and everything goes on without a hitch.
Now, I've heard that all of your hotel rooms are long since gone. Can I still get one for 2024 when this happens again?
Yes. From my knowledge, the hotels haven't even put those rooms on the market yet.
Okay.
But I know it's something that's probably on people's mind, and our Carbondale Eclipse logo, we even have that April 7th, 2024 date on the logo. So it's a constant reminder that we're having another one coming in 7 years.
We're all sold out everywhere you look of the solar eclipse glasses. Do you have any in Carbondale? Because we might need to drive down and get them.
Yes. From my knowledge, we've had two or three businesses sell out of their glasses, but we do have some available. I know SIU has some, Tourism Office has some, the city has some. But I would just say if you have access to the glasses before you arrive in Carbondale, buy them in advance. If you need one for every member of your family, make sure everyone has those glasses, because without those glasses, you could suffer long-term vision damage.
And last but not least, this is Amy Fox, Public Relations Officer of the City of Carbondale. Grateful to have you on the radio today. If people just now are listening and thinking, well, why don't we pack up the car and go down to Carbondale on Monday? What advice do you have for the last-minute traveler?
Oh, last-minute folks, that's becoming very popular these days. I would recommend just leaving as early as you possibly can on Monday. And when I say that, I'm meaning 2, 3 in the morning. Most of the activities start up at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you get down here, we have, 24-hour restaurants like Denny's and Steak and Shake. People can have breakfast and get ready for the big day. But I would just say leave early. Make sure you have extra stuff in your car, because you never know what could happen. If we get 100,000 people, that means there's going to be congestion on the roadways. They have a couple of different backup plans, and have maybe an extra change of clothes, some water in your car, and also just be patient.
I guess I do have one more question. Where are we going to park?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's another big question.
Yeah.
To help cut down on the number of vehicles on the road, the city council approved an agreement with West Bus Service, and we're going to have 3 remote parking lots. One at Carbondale Community High School, because school is canceled on Monday due to the eclipse.
That's smart.
And then also at University Mall. And then we have property near Oakland Cemetery and E.T. Simons on the west side of town. So we're encouraging people to utilize our shuttle service that will be operating Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. and then Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That will provide you transportation to City Hall, which is kind of the central location in the downtown area that's within walking distance to all the activities we've planned. And also we'll have a secondary shuttle route from City Hall to SIU University. So if you have different places you want to go, you can just hop on the shuttle. It's $5 if you're paying cash, or $7 with a credit card. And that's unlimited rides the whole day.
Amy Fox, you know everything, but I can't stop asking you questions. But truly, the last question, since I'm seeing headlines of a shortage of porta potties in other cities that are expecting totality on Monday. Mm-hmm. Do you have enough porta potties?
I hope so. We have nearly 200 porta potties just within the city, plus all the restrooms at the restaurants, City Hall. City Hall will be opened throughout the weekend. And then also SIU has secured porta potties, and their facilities will be open. So we're hoping that we have enough porta potties for everyone. That's something that we reserved probably over a year ago now.
Good job, Carbondale. Good job. I just want to congratulate and thank in advance everybody from your community for all the hard work they're going to put into this.
We're really happy with it, because it really is a team effort. It's not just one organization. It's not just one business. It really is a community-wide effort. It takes a lot of moving parts to make something like this happen, and we're just very grateful that we have such a wonderful community and so many wonderful partners out there.
I usually just see Carbondale when I'm going down to visit family members and get Southern Illinois peaches, and this is a whole new world. So best of luck on Monday. I know there's lots of activities going around this weekend. What website should you send us to learn more?
CarbondaleEclipse.com. That's the best place to go. We have an interactive map. We have all the activities and events highlighted on that website. And it also has important contact information if you need help with something.
Great. I'm going to podcast this, put it up on our WBNQ page so everybody can review your comments. Amy Fox, thank you so much for joining us here on WBNQ.